November 9th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, in the midst of chaos, reason will spring up and take root. This confusion concerning your presidential election is unprecedented. Steps will need to be taken to prevent a recurrence in any future election. There are people involved in this confusion who have given way to love of power and ambition. They do not, however, love your country. I am going to help your current president take charge and to discover the covered-up errors in tabulating the votes. New laws will need to be put in place to prevent this from happening again. The first step to reversing any error is to acknowledge it and have a will to change it. This is happening now in your country. Therefore, there is no conclusive result in the election. Pray as never before that truth is the victor in hearts and in this election. The guilty parties should be ousted from office." A note is given to read Titus chapter 2, 11 through 14. "For the grace of God has appeared for the salvation of all men, training us to renounce irreligion and worldly passions, and to live sober, upright, and godly lives in this world, awaiting our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all iniquity and to purify for himself a people of his own who are zealous for good deeds." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.